But look what he said. He said, I read verse 6 again. Howbeit we speak the wisdom, we speak wisdom among you that are perfect or mature, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world that comes to nothing. No, nothing. But we speak wisdom what? We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. What mystery, Christ? This wisdom we're talking about is mystery, Christ. Look what the Lord said to me. He said, I said, you are some kind of God. He said, I didn't make pain. I didn't know what pain was like. Because I never had one. He said, but I became a man. And I experienced the pain that you had. So we have not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but within all point tempted like as we are. Yet he didn't sin. And what he said, I know what pain is like. And he said, I became a man and I entered into death for you and I put it off. Now you can experience what life is like in me. Because I experienced the death you had and God raised me again from the dead so you could experience life like I am. Whoo! All the riches. All the riches. And the thing about it, you have a heart that can believe. Because you've been born again. You got a God. You got God life, God nature in you. You will have to take that word and do something with that old crazy mind if you hadn't renewed it yet. And you have to bring this flesh under control because it want to do anything, anytime, anywhere. If it feel good to it, it want to do it. If it tastes good, it want to eat it. Huh? Come on. So you have to take charge of that because you have life on the inside of you. And you know where to go to increase that life flow. How do you do? You go to the Word of God and you read it, feed on it, confess it, believe it, walk it, talk it, live it, demonstrate it, and say, this mind, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I do. This, I am a new creature. Yes, sir, I am a new creation. I am His workmanship. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm strong in the Lord, the power of His might. I can do all things through Christ's strength and no weapon formed against me. Why do I say that? Because I've been joined to Him. I've been made like Him. He liveth. It's not my life, but it's His life. He living in me through me. And I yield to His will and say, live through me. Live in me and live through me and do with me what you want done. I give up my way. It wasn't working for me no way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that means I have to have quiet time with the Lord. I have to have an every day on purpose. I act. I do not allow, because you wake up some morning, your flesh, your feeling, and the circumstance around you wants you to go another way. But you tell your circumstance, you tell your flesh, you tell you're feeling, you tell all those things, I already chose the thing that I'm going to do. So you're too late. I already made my choice. I'm going to walk in love today. I'm going to walk by faith today. Hallelujah. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be bold. I already made the choice. I already made the decision. Whatever the Spirit of God tell me, I'm going to yield and be obedient. Hallelujah. So let me read it again. Goodness gracious. Ooh. Yes, Lord. Verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even what? Even the hidden wisdom, which who? God ordained when? Before the world unto, whoa, you mean even before he created the world and me, he already ordained it and said it and sanctioned it and set it forth and said, this is what you're going to walk in. Already ordained. That's why he said, don't you learn these things that no one leads you away in error. They go around and say, life is so hard. Life is so hard. No, it's not. Life is good. You may be challenged. You will have opposition. But what's the big deal? I win. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go just a little further. He said, we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Listen, verse 8, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they what? Known it, they would not have what? They never would have crucified the Lord of glory. If they knew that God was going to make you just like him and put you in the place that you are, they never would have crucified. They didn't want you to have this kind of position. Now that you got it, they're doing their best to frustrate you, deceive you, mislead you, and get you caught up in all the stuff that has no value to it. And you won't spend time in this holy book filled with God himself. Woo! If you want God to talk to you, open up the Bible and read. And when you read, you say, God just got through talking to me. You find yourself in a situation that seems hard, bad. Sometimes it turns out in a bad relationship, on the job, sometimes a marriage, sometimes this, just different stuff. And you start feeling sorry for yourself. Wrong, that's the wrong thing to do. Yes. It's hard on the flesh. But you want to find a way to get out of it, get the victory over it.